Hello, it's Dave O'Neill here, and welcome to my podcast, The Debrief. Normally, I do it driving people home or to gigs, comedy gigs, but because of this COVID-19 situation, there's no live gigs. So, well, apart from the ones on Zoom. So I've been ringing around comics and checking with them to see how they're going. And so right now I'm just going to call one of the legends of comedy, a good friend of mine, doesn't live that far from my house actually. And yes, he's quite famous these days. I knew when he was, when he wasn't as famous, did I? Yeah, I did. The legend that is Sam Pang, ladies and gentlemen, is just calling up the King of Zing, as I like to call him. See how he's handling the isolation.
Hello?
Is that the King of Zing?
Why do you love that so much?
The King of Zing. I don't know.
You got to ask me about how my little show's going.
Your little show. I watched some of it the other night because I watched the first bit of the first one. We're talking about have you been paying attention, everyone?
We started.
It's okay. Sorry, I should have told you.
God. Yeah. Imagine if I'd said something,
litigious,
real and truthful. That's fine. Now I can remember to just, put the mask on and just.
Yeah. Yeah. You probably already got a mask on anyway, considering your culture. So,
so it doesn't matter whether it's the show has started or not, no. Or the interview started. You're just racist from just. You're true to yourself, are you?
Word go.
Yeah, can I start this interview with a question?
Yeah, hit me.
Yeah, how long does this go?
No, not long. No,
how long is this going to take?
No, 10, 15, I said. It's not one of those long podcasts.
Oh, now it's 15.
Oh, did I say 10? We're going to 10. Kitty Flagan was like 18 or 19, I think. She enjoyed it. But,
I love Kit. Well, yeah, I love Kit, but her bar's a little bit lower than mine. Of course she loved it. Talking to you is probably a highlight of the day for her.
Well, she lived by herself. Her partner's interstate.
Did you talk to Kitty about The Last Dance?
No. No, the basketball.
Yeah, she's watching The Last Dance.
Oh, is she? Yeah. Do you like basketball? You'd be loving it, wouldn't you?
Yeah, I've loved basketball for a long, long time.
Is that your number one sport?
Yeah, probably. Oh, it's funny. You grow up with AFL, but then basketball, especially NBA. People forget in the early late 80s, early 90s, NBA basketball, there wasn't the access, Dave. I know you don't care about any sport, so, man, what do you care? But I'm just telling you, it was a lot harder to watch games and follow the sport.
It was. I mean, I'm trying to think of other comics that love basketball. Ronnie Chang,
Dave O'Neill.
No, Dave Thornton.
Dave Thornton, sorry. Yeah. I always get you two mixed up.
Yeah.
who else? There's heaps.
There's a few. Dan Connell, I think, likes basketball. There's a few of them out there.
I won't mention the ones that are a little bit Johnny come lately, by the way. I don't want to upset people, but I ran into someone who said that they'd been following, because I've followed the Miami Heat for about 25 years, and then I met another comedian that was another Miami Heat supporter, and he said, "Yeah, I've been following him ever since LeBron got there," which is like, mate, that was about 6 years ago.
You and your basketball references. At least I know who LeBron is.
I know that's a good effort for you. I know that, but the thing that's been annoying me is that. I don't know why. This is as open as I've ever been, by the way. But the thing about The Last Dance and the doco is that people in Australia, they're a bit upset that Luke Longley is not getting more of a run.
Yeah.
Which is, that's amusing to me because I don't know about you. I'll try to give a comparison that you will relate to. So,
you're
a Harry Potter fan, aren't you?
I know Harry Potter, yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, so I've watched all the movies, and I remember I really loved all the movies, but at the end of it I was going, I really wished that they'd focused more on Ravenclaw, and what was going on over in that school, or Hufflepuff.
Yeah. I know what you mean.
That's what I was thinking.
So what, Andrew Gaze doesn't get an opinion on this thing? He doesn't get a look in, or the great man? At least basketball. What?
Yeah, Yeah, but he didn't have a lot to do with his team. Luke Longley had more to do with his team. Is that what you wanted, by the way, on this podcast?
Yeah, basketball. It's called talking basketball. Well, you know that I played for the Nuttawatting Spectres in 1977, 78.
Oh, that's right.
Yeah, when I was a little kid. Yeah, I played for him. And, well, it wasn't that little. I was like year 9 or 10. No, oh, yeah, man. Because I was tall, so tallish. Yeah. And,
so did you, were you a good player?
No, of course not. But basketball, at least basketball, because my kids have played basketball.
Yeah.
It's not like AFL or soccer where the real guns just get the ball all the time. Most kids get a go in basketball.
Yeah.
But they do this thing here where my kids play for Collingwood for a while, Collingwood Basketball Club. And when they're like under 8, you just turn up and they get put in groups of like 6 or 8 and they just bring in all groups of different kids to play them for 10 minutes, right?
Oh, yeah.
And so they're kind of cool. So your kid's standing around with 7 other kids and these other kids come in. And so it was so funny. One day my kid's standing there with these other kids and they bring in the next group of 8 kids, but they're all Somali Sudanese kids who are like, they're all about giant. 6 feet tall. Yeah. And I heard one of the kids from my kid's team, they're all about 7 go, we're fucked. As these kids walked on. We're fucked.
Oh, so I've just found out that you're allowed to swear on this podcast.
Well, yeah, in context. Don't you be dropping the C-bomb like you normally do. Like, people don't know that about me.
You know I love that word. What's the name of this podcast? You got a lot.
It's the debrief. It's just the debrief, but it's the isolation.
I've done the debrief before.
Yeah, but, you know, people like Brad Oakes have done it like 10 times. It doesn't matter
He's an icon. He should do it 10 times. He can do it as many times as you want. But, you know, I did it once.
With Mick, yeah.
Remember we're coming back from that.
That was great. People still say that's one of... Yeah, Mick Molloy's kid's school. Yeah, people still say that's one of the best ones. That one. People.
Oh, yeah, who are those people? Yeah, people say.
On the internet.
What have you been doing, by the way?
Mate, So I do a few Zoom gigs, but they're not... They're okay. So I've been doing a few with Husey, because Husey, we have a problem, so...
The great man.
The great man. He loves basketball, by the way. He loves basketball.
Does he?
Oh, yeah. He loves any sport. He'll watch live.
So I hope he's not one of the ones that's been upset about Longley. Yeah. Oh, he wouldn't listen to this anyway, would he?
No, he wouldn't listen to it. No, he wouldn't listen to it. But, so we do some...
Unless he was honest.
Husey, we have a problem.
Your little show.
But then also I do ones where I just do stand-up. Like, and just in my backyard to people on, I don't know.
Oh, my God. Hold on.
Yeah.
So, if someone books you to do stand-up, you just stand up in your backyard.
No, sit down. Sit down for a start.
Okay, so you sit down. Mm. Yeah, I see. If I'd booked you, I'd make you stand. Yeah. Whatever. And then who's it for? Like, what's it
I did a job placement agency the other day. So, they were People Plus. So, they help people get jobs. So, on a Friday afternoon, they want to relax, have a bit of comedy. They all get on Zoom and they have me there. Popper. But
Think once they see you sitting in your backyard doing performing, you know, your little jokes for them, do you think that they feel better about their lives going into the weekend?
Yeah, I'm not. At least I'm not that guy. I have to tell you though, when I did your little, so I watched your little show. I watched. Have you been paying attention? I watched it because Glenn was on.
Thanks so much. I don't care if you watch.
Well, no, it's polite. I didn't watch the whole thing, but I watched. You know,
no, of course not. How could you watch the whole thing? I'm still dirty that you even got a Guernsey last year. It still burns me.
Mate, you put me up for it. I got on once. All right. Once.
Don't tell people that. Ruins it. I like them thinking that we don't like each other.
I got on once, and towards the end of the year, and I do remember saying to the producer.
Off by then.
Yeah, pressure's off, yeah. They had, like, Mooney was back on after 5 years, you know, they had me on, bloody. But how's this? So the week before I went on, I'd done some gig in Perth, Perth, and this guy was talking, he loves Have You Been Paying Attention? And I said, why have you been on that show? I said, well, I'm actually on it next week. He goes, oh, great, I'll send you a message, let you know how you go. I went, no problem. So he watches it, sends a message, you were great. He goes, my wife thought you were really funny, but she didn't know who you... She said, oh, yeah, I know this guy. He's on Studio 10 all the time. And I said, no, I've been on Studio 10 once. She's like, no, he's on every day. And he sent a photo of who she thought I was. Do you know who it was?
Ed? No? Jonathan Coleman?
Jonathan Coleman.
Ha ha ha.
She honestly sat back watching me going, oh, that Jonathan, oh, I like this guy. He sells the ladders and stuff on, you know, 10 normally.
He should have done it in a big reclining chair and then tried to sell it at the end.
Yes. Well, to be fair, I did love Jonathan Coleman in the 80s when he was a reporter on Simon Townsend's Wonderworld.
Well, he went to the UK. You know, he was big over
number
there,
one in breakfast radio for quite some time. Yeah.
So I have nothing but, you know, I'm.
Yeah, but isn't it sad to see him?
I'm very respectful of anyone who really had a career.
I know you've had a Studio 10 fight, but the war with Studio 10.
Oh, my God. By the way, have you noticed that when that so-called feud and war ramped up, I completely went silent and I don't do jokes about Studio 10 anymore.
It's a good move. You don't want to get Joe off, you know, offside or the other ones.
It was not feud anyway. It was just jokes.
I know. I understand that, but...
I don't know if you do, actually. I'm starting to think. You've become a bit establishment, you know what I mean? You're not...
What?
Sometimes it's very hard to pick which camp you're in, you know what I mean?
Yeah, I'm a bit like Eddie Maguire. I'm that kind of guy, am I? Yeah, I'm like establishment. I'm replacing Alan Jones, am I?
Do you want to tell everyone, when I say everyone,
yeah,
you know, what happened the last time we had lunch at that chicken shop?
Oh, we got to talk about that. We're going to talk about that. But I was just going to say, do you reckon Jonathan Coleman is being honest with his English friends about what he's doing in Australia now? Like when he rings them, he goes, I'm got a TV gig. What are you doing? Oh, I'm on a morning show. Oh, awesome. And just full stop there. No, I'm selling ladders. I'm like Moira from GMA.
I think he'd bat away. If they started, you know, with too many follow-up questions, I think he'd bat it away. But that doesn't take away from what he's achieved.
Oh,
he's not doing Zoom gigs in his backyard.
If I went to England and got a job on morning TV selling ladders, I'd be going to you. Yeah, no, I'm on morning TV. Yeah, no, I'm one of the hosts. Anyway, what else is going on?
That could be your future too, by the way. You want to be careful.
Yeah, you're right. So we do live in approximate closeness to each other, and we do occasionally go for lunch at the chicken shop.
Well, anytime I can grab you, by the way, you are so much harder to get than me.
That's not entirely true. Well, it is hard these days because I am like Alice from the Brady Bunch. I'm like a housekeeper. I've got three kids to look after, and I cook, I clean. Oh, it's unbelievable.
The Brady Bunch has been getting a fair run lately because of, well, just the reference because of having been paying attention where we look like we're all,
the three,
you know, in the opening credits. But I feel like it's more Hollywood Squares.
Yes.
We're all in different.
Yes.
And I feel like I'd be the Paul. I'm hoping to be the Paul Lind character.
Oh, who's that? Paul Lind.
Paul Lind. Look it up. I'm getting a lot of heat at Nova at the moment. For too many obscure references.
Who was the one that Hughesy told me you were talking about the other day? They were talking about. What's that?
We're talking about Peter Finch in Network.
Peter Finch.
Who else is doing that? That's my defense.
Wow. Stephen Jacobs has started on Magic on Breakfast. Look out, you guys. He's coming for you. So,
has he?
Yes.
I didn't know that.
I saw a big ad in the paper. He could be doing a bit of Network references for the Magic listeners.
Hold on. Is Magic owned by Channel 9 as well?
Yes. Yeah, it's AW.
AW and Magic.
Yeah, it's in Sydney.
I used to work at 3AW, remember, behind the scenes?
Yeah, it's Sydney, Melbourne.
And then they were in the same building as Magic. So I knew they were sister stations. And then, you know, people would have forgotten, Dave, that 3AW originally was 1278.
That's right. It used to be Magic 693.
That's
remember.
Right. And then it was decided they switched because of the strength of the frequency and the quality of the broadcast was much better at 693 than 1278. Yeah. So they just swapped them.
I know. Overnight.
Anyway, there you go. There's some irrelevant trivia.
People love stuff. But have you been paying attention with Little Squares working quite well, though? If ever there's a show that's working in this current environment, that's the show. Your show.
Oh, well, thanks. That means a lot.
Yeah.
Because if you didn't, yeah, I will. I'll pass it on to them.
When you have
I'll
your
pass
next,
it on to my bosses. And
next new production meeting. I was talking to Dave, Jonathan Coleman, one of them. I kind of mixed up. And
they'll really, they'll breathe a huge sigh of relief that they've got your thumbs up.
He was on once last year. Do you remember him? Do you remember that?
I'd love to do that show with you, by the way.
When all the virus is over, obviously they'll get me back on. It's just all going to happen. I can see it.
That's absolutely.
Absolutely. But anyway, we go to the chicken shop, and because you want to meet in cafe, I'm not a cafe kind of person. I don't like, my partner always wants to go, let's have breakfast in a cafe. Oh, anyway, I don't like. I prefer a chicken shop where it's just straight up.
And I'm happy to join you. Have I ever once, when we catch up, have I ever once said, mate, really, another chicken shop? I'm all in.
You're all in. And, yeah, you're good like that, because some people will turn their nose down at it. I was actually telling Jane Kennedy and Mick Malik, friends of yours, and they couldn't grasp the concept of having lunch at a chicken shop. Like, they said, but what do you
get? Hold on, those two. Unless they own the block that the chicken shop's on. Why would they have? They'd have no connection with the chicken shop anymore. Those days are gone for those two.
Well, I said the chickens, they have seats and stuff. You can sit inside. Jane's like, where are these places? I said, they're all over the joint. Anyway.
No, last time we got a booth.
We got a booth. So we went we went to the chicken shop, and it's an old school chicken shop, and this guy, he came up to us from the next booth and goes, what do you say to you? He goes, oh, you're really funny, but he couldn't kind of remember your name. He couldn't.
No. Listen, I'm not going to make myself out to be a hero of this. He remembered the name. He remembered Sam, right?
Yeah.
But he didn't. But as always, he didn't get the name of the
show. On the show, right? What did he say? What's been happening this week, I think.
Yeah, what's been happening this week is a great one. I've had that before. I've had so many different people, even now. It's like year five or six, and people still coming up and go, hey, I love you on that show. And my favorite one is this. You know that show? And so I get to the point now. I'm polite and all that, but I'm not going to help them.
No.
I'll give them a go at it, right? And then they go, this one guy said, you know that show? I go, yeah, I guess. And, you know that show, what's happening now? What's happening now?
Go,
that's the one. Is it the one with the buzzers, mate? That one. I go, that's as good.
That's
as
what's happening now.
Thank you.
The great thing about this, the guy came out of his booth and talked to you, and then he was trying to get his wife to turn around and look at you, but she wouldn't turn around.
She was not interested, and then
she was enjoying her chicken, and he's like, "Turn around, Caroline, turn around." Sam's here.
What was his name?
George, maybe, or John. He told us George.
I said this to George. George, don't, mate. We're happy to chat to you, but don't force Caroline to work. Into a conversation that he has no interest in. That's fine. We're happy with you. Back yourself, George. And then he backed himself too much and started telling us jokes.
Oh. And then my fan turned up who didn't know you.
Which is, once again, I'm fine. I don't care.
She wanted a photo with me and she wanted you to take it. And then she started abusing you for taking a terrible photo.
Jeez, wait till she got back and checked them and saw the selfie. I took three selfies before, and that old one. But then I took one. But I don't know if she was unhappy with my. She wasn't happy with a couple of the shots. I did. There was a couple of intentional ones where I just got you in it and the chicken.
I've met her before, and she fell out of a 5-story building and survived. So
yeah, it's a fair effort, and I did appreciate that when you. When she was a big fan of yours, and she said, "What are you doing here?" And you did not skip a beat. You said, "I work here now. Try the chips."
Yeah. Which she believed, anyway.
Well, by the way, well, she looked at you. She's not going to immediately dismiss it.
No,
as an option.
No. Heard you're doing Zoom gigs in your backyard. Yeah. Apart from that, try the chips. Now, okay, we're running out of time because you're very busy. And,
why are we running out of time? I'm now. I can see why Kitty had such a good time.
Yeah, mate, it's
funny. You're nice. You're good to talk to. You always feel better after talking to you.
Yeah, we feel better. Feel better about yourself. You put down the phone, and your wife Banana goes, "How was that?" And you go, "Well, at least I'm not mistaken for Jonathan Coleman." okay, I've got these questions I ask everyone. You ready? What was the last thing you cooked?
You see, you want private life stuff, do you?
Well, no.
What's going on here? And were these questions on the debrief the first time?
Yeah, no. These are the COVID-19 questions. What, so we haven't cooked anything, or?
All right. No. Hey, listen. Oh, here we go. Behind the curtain. Remember that we were supposed to chat at 1:00, and I said, "Can you put it back to 1:15?"
Yeah.
Because I was in the early stages of cooking a ragu.
Ooh, is that like a posh word for a bolognese, perhaps? A ragu?
No, they're very, very different. It's not it's not bolognese, and I've just decided to not call it bolognese, and it's a ragu. Ragu is a very different different meal.
What sort of meat do you use in the ragu?
it's slow cooked, and it's there was beef shin, pork ribs, and Italian sausages, which does simmer. And so I wanted to get all the main part done.
Yeah,
and then let it simmer, and then I can relax, talk to you. So that's what I was doing. So the answer to the question is a ragu.
Yum, sounds good. What time do you want me to come over? All right, I don't want any of these. That's a Jonathan Coleman joke. Okay, my next question.
You can come over and eat a ragu that's been simmering for 20 minutes.
Yeah, no.
By the way, it's got 5 hours ahead of it.
Yeah. No, it's a long game. You're playing a long game.
Mate, I love slow. It relaxes me.
So cooking. Yeah, I've done a bit of that.
No, not in general. Just that.
Just cooking.
That dish.
Just that one.
No, just that one dish.
What was the last thing you watched or listened to?
I watched the episode 9 of The Last Dance. I've got one more to go. And then I'm actually watching, I don't like all these personal questions, by the way. I'm watching, Ken Burns, the documentarian.
Yeah, I love his country music one. I've been watching the country music one.
That's the one I'm watching. That's the one I watch.
How
amazing was it?
Incredible.
Yeah, it's incredible. I mean, I don't know about you. I had no interest or knowledge of country music, but because I back him,
Ken Burns,
I thought, I'll give it a chance. He'll make it interesting. And then I was in from the start. And it's like, I think it's 9 eps.
Yeah.
Oh, my God. I thought it was amazing.
It's amazing. I just watched because I love country music.
Really?
Yeah. That's a surprise. I love country music. I just watched the Johnny Cash one, which is amazing. So Johnny Cash used to tour with Elvis. They were friends.
I know. So what are you up to?
I just watched that one. That's Eps 5 or something like that, maybe.
What do you mean? You just watched that one? You haven't watched the previous 4?
Oh, yeah. I've watched all. I'm watching them in order. Yeah.
Okay, cool. Well, I just have a newfound respect for Dolly Parton.
She's amazing, though. Yeah,
Chris Christopherson.
What about Willie Nelson? Willie Nelson wrote Crazy, that big hit.
Chris Christopherson's a Rhodes Scholar.
No, I didn't know that. No, Dolly Parton's amazing. I always, she wrote I Always Love You, but Whitney.
Yeah, I don't know if you've done it. I can't remember what episode she was in, but it said, I Will Always Love You.
Mm.
She wrote and then sang. She went in and sang it next morning to the guy that she was working with, who had her contract. And she wrote and then sang that song in an effort for him to let her go and pursue a solo career. Yeah.
Wow.
I'm thinking of doing that at Nova.
Yeah.
Right. And have him paying attention.
Come on, write a country hit.
Imagine that. It's been a while. It's been a good. We've had a lot of years here. It's been great. And then I go in and sing a song to Santo Chilaro. Is it threatening to let me out of my contract? What do you reckon, though?
Yeah, I think he'd probably like it. Actually, I think he'd probably like it.
He probably would. What do you? What other questions?
What's the last bit of human contact you had? Which is interesting for people to live by themselves. Like Kitty Flanagan said, it was the woman in the deli. So, whereas you've got a wife and child.
I live with my family, but it's still a woman in the deli is my my answer. Oh, can I ask you, what's the last thing you cooked?
I made a pie. Oh, no, I just heated up a pie. That's not, I didn't cook that at all.
People wonder, right? If people are ever wondering what you're like, because you know everyone, you've done everything, but at any time of any day, I could ring you and say, "What are you doing?" And you could just say, "I just heated up a pie."
Yeah, and it was bloody good. No, I made bacon and eggs for the kids this morning because I'm Alice from the Brady Bunch. And then last night was my daughter's birthday, so we got takeaway pizza. But the night before that, I made spaghetti meatballs. Yes.
Oh, spaghetti meatballs. Is that just a fancy way of saying spaghetti bolognese?
Yeah. It's different.
What was the other thing? Oh, what was the last thing you watched?
That's a good question. Oh, God. Oh, we watched Grease last night because that's what she wanted to watch for her 14th birthday.
Jesus Christ.
Grease is funny because you know who? Sid Caesar. You'd love this. Bring this up on Nova tomorrow. Another topical reference for you. Sid Caesar plays the coach, and he's very funny in it, in Grease.
Oh, my God. I've missed that. It's been a while since I've seen it.
I haven't seen Grease since for 30 years, probably at least. But it's, and the woman who plays the principal is very funny too. There's some very funny comic roles. Frenchie's really funny. There's some, you know.
I remember when they had the dance, right? Wasn't there some, whoever was hosting the dance, you know, the television.
He's great. The, yeah.
So isn't he trying to pick up a
schoolgirl? Yeah.
That's a different time.
In the 70s.
And then I like the moral of the story for young girls out there. Just change.
Into a slapper.
Yeah.
Yeah. My daughter kept saying, I liked it when she was innocent. I said, yeah, everyone does. Everyone wants Sandy. They don't want the Sandy 1. They don't want Sandy 2. Well, I don't know about you.
No.
I always wanted Sandy 1. That's for sure. Yeah. But yeah, it was great.
I was a kid. Yeah, my other observation about Grease from memory is that, you know, like when they, when they have the car race?
Yeah. Kanicki.
And then with Kanicki, and they say, she says, the rules are, there ain't no rules. The first one to the bridge and back wins.
Yeah.
and I think I've said this to you. I said, but isn't that a rule?
That's a rule.
This is like the rule are, there ain't no rules. And then the first thing she says after it is a rule.
Oh, that's funny. Mate, you should do that in stand-up, but get...
Oh, yeah. You're always saying that to me. Then I do it, and then they bomb.
Yeah, then they bomb. But I tell you what, if you're doing gigs in your backyard, they don't bomb because there's no one listening or laughing.
You walk back in the house and tell your wife, "Man, I just killed. I just killed.
Did a Grease joke out there. I loved it." Okay, who remembers Grease? Man. Who remembers Grease? See, most people do remember Grease. Anyway.
Yeah, that's true. And what's the last one? What's the last human contact you had?
Well, just with my kids, I suppose, and wife.
Yeah.
I'm sitting in the car.
It's a bad question to finish on.
You're right.
For anyone who lives doesn't live alone, but whatever.
Whatever. Well, thanks for talking to me. And
is this your longest one at 26 minutes?
Probably. Yeah. Possibly. Yes. Yes.
See, once again, it's like the chicken shop. You're always right. You're wrapping me up.
Yeah.
Oh, you got to go. No, you got to go. When you got another pie to heat up or something.
I got stuff to go. I got stuff going on. I got to get.
Also, here's a tip too. When you ring.
Yeah,
you can't just launch in like it's started. Like you got to tell people that it's started.
I know, I hate that too. But anyway, yeah, you're right.
Yeah,
you're right. I've done Perth radio stations where I've had a conversation for 5 minutes, and then I'm thought, oh my god, we're on. I can't remember what I said. Like, you know, could have slammed off anyone. Bloody hell.
Yeah, well, that's the real you.
That's the real me. All right, Sam Pang. Well, you know, he's tune into his little TV show Monday nights. Have a look at it and.
I don't need a plug. I don't need to plug stuff.
All right. There he goes.
Right. I was going to finish with, hey, it's always good to speak to you. But then it's like, am I done now?
Yeah.
So is that it?
Yeah, that's it. All right.